Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 60 of this podcast. Yes, you heard it right. Episode 60. Super excited for episode 60 to be dropping, but especially excited because today I am coming at you live from this year's SALT Conference 2024. Now, you may be asking, what is SALT? SALT stands for Student Active Leadership Training. This is an annual conference that Chi Alpha Campus Ministry, my campus ministry back when I was at UIC, yes sir, Chi Alpha Campus Ministry has this event every single year, a weekend when students come from different college campuses all around the Great Lakes under one roof to worship and praise the name of Jesus Christ and to make his name famous. Hallelujah. So that's why we are here. And I want you guys to get excited because I will be interviewing students at this event. They'll be sharing their testimonies, their testimony as it relates to SALT, and just give an awesome word to just encourage and motivate you in your faith as they talk about their creative encounters with the Lord. So it's going to be a great time. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we're going to go ahead and jump right in. How you doing today?
Good.
What's your name?
Drea.
Yeah. Awesome. And which college campus are you from?
UW Oshkosh.
Okay, cool. Very nice. So tell me, you are here at SALT.
Yep.
So tell me your personal testimony as a believer.
Yeah.
And how you're enjoying the SALT conference.
Yeah, so my personal testimony would be about, 4 or 5 years ago, I started my journey back to Christ. Yeah. I had just gotten out of a long relationship where God was kind of telling me, like, this is not, you know, you need to come back to me kind of thing. So that's when I started my journey back. And then 2 years ago, I got rebaptized.
Wow,
so,
praise God.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So do you work, are you a student at your school or are you on staff at your school?
I just graduated.
You just graduated now?
Yeah, so I now, I was able to come back for another year, but I now work in the community at a homeless shelter.
Very nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's actually, I can share, that was something that God told me to do at SALT last year.
So you were here last year?
Yes.
Yeah, I was here last year too. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, that's why I wanted to come back because God has done so many like crazy things for me here at SALT.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was a graphic design student.
No way.
Yeah.
So I was actually an architecture student.
Okay.
Yeah, and then God called me to music ministry.
Okay.
Yeah, specifically.
So Yeah.
What about you? Like, what ministry are you feeling kind of led to?
Like working with the homeless population. Mm-hmm. At SALT, like I came in, I was like, okay, I'm gonna be doing graphic design, but I don't really know how I'm gonna serve the Lord in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just feeling kind of lost, and I just lost my job, like coming here. But then out of nowhere, I was just like, you are going to work with the homeless.
Wow.
And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
And I ended up being unemployed for 6 months after that.
Yeah. And during that season, was it like a intimate time with him during those six months?
Yeah. It was a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
A lot of prayer and trying to be like, okay, God, like, when is this opportunity going to come? And it's funny because then I had a moment of like, okay, well, maybe I do need to go back to graphic design, a moment of doubt, and I got fired from that job. And then few months, and I was like, okay, God, I hear you.
Well, that's funny because this podcast is specifically for kingdom creatives, like graphic designers, artists, painters, and all that stuff, whatever. So, I mean, it could probably be a seasonal thing, or he could be calling you to it, but you can definitely even utilize that in that space.
I have.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because if there's like, you know, graphics that they need to make things more... the imagery more promotable and get the word out and stuff.
Yep.
You've been able to utilize it?
Yeah. I have.
What's one example?
So I've done some signage within the building.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I'm starting to get into doing social media for them.
Oh, very good. Yeah, see, the guy still puts like our passions, you know, fuses it with the ministry as well, you know, to minister to his people.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. So, final thing. Well, first thing, how are you enjoying SALT? Like, tell me.
Oh, I love it.
One experience that you've loved so far this year at SALT?
So far, the sermon on Friday from Destiny was really amazing. Just when she was like, okay, well, you feel like you've got a good hold on to your relationship with Christ, you know, like Satan hasn't given you another name. Okay, but what's your secret name? I was just like, okay, girl. You don't have to call me out like that.
She was killing it last night. Like, snap. Oh, wow. I love it. Cool.
Yeah.
So what's one testimony, one word that you can give to any of our viewers?
Trust. Trust in what God has for you, because he could give you a word of what he needs you to do, but then all of a sudden, like me, it's just like waiting. just like 6 months of unemployment or years of not knowing where your direction is supposed to go. But then all of a sudden, God will figure out a way to put it into place.
That's so good. That's so good. Wow. Praise God. Thank you so much. Yeah, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Yeah.
Hey man, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Of course. I'm good. Thanks. And what's your name?
My name is Nikhil.
Nikhil?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's dope. My name is Juat. We both got the unique names. Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. So dude, so you told me this is your first time at SALT.
Yes.
Okay, so the first question will be, what did you think SALT would be like before you came?
Yeah.
And then what is it like, you know, in comparison?
It was phenomenal, actually. But what I thought, my friends, I came to know about the SALT is because of my friends.
Yeah.
They are from US, so they just invited me. So I thought it like it would be like a general retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all been go to a retreat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it would be like a general retreat. We'll be having all the time with the God. And here it was so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so spiritual. And people, we can dance. We can
mm-hmm.
be our soulful. We can we can praise the God with our souls. And feel like the songs were really good. The messages, it was like, it was so regenerating.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm so motivated, and you know, I'm so blissful to attend here. Right?
Hallelujah, amen. Yes sir. Yeah, I love that there's so much expressive worship. It's just like literally just be free, be yourself. That was the thing they said the first night, like the Lord is everywhere in this space.
Yes.
If you're over in the corner worshiping, if you're at the front, he's here, you know.
So
I love it.
I'm feeling so blessed to attend. I would really thank my friends, because without them I would have not been here today. This was my first experience and it was so beautiful, actually. You know, like I'm literally feeling the Holy Spirit, you know.
Amen. Hallelujah. So what's one encouraging word that you would give to our viewers?
So don't miss the opportunity. If you got the opportunity to attend the SALT, please do come and be blessed.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thanks, bro.
thank you so much,
yes,
man,
sir.
For this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
Good. What's your name?
Kiera.
And which university are you from?
I'm from the University of Toledo in Ohio.
Toledo, Ohio. Okay, so Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes. So
how close is it to Cleveland?
About two and a half hours.
2.5 hours?
Yep.
Okay. Are you a LeBron fan?
I like him.
I like that answer though, because you know, because I'm not a big one, so that's good. So nice to meet you. So you are with Chi Alpha Campus Ministry.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. So this is my campus ministry as well here in Chicago.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so absolutely love it. But tell me, is this your first year at SALT?
So this is not my first year.
Okay.
So I went all 4 years during college.
Yeah.
And then I'm currently volunteer staff, thinking about doing the CMIT next year. So
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. So you've kind of run through SALT before. Tell me how your experience has been this time around.
Okay. It was super really cool to see kind of like the behind the scenes, like the effort and the work that comes into events like this.
Yeah.
I like applaud all of the staff members for all the hard work they do. It was really, really cool to see that. And then also just kind of stand back and see the students experience what I got to experience.
I know.
Such a cool experience
to just
watch them praise and worship the Lord.
Love it.
I'm so happy and so proud of just like this generation of students that we're raising up in Chi Alpha.
Yeah, 1,000+ students.
Yes, crazy.
Out here worshiping God.
Yes.
Know? Yeah,
oh my goodness.
I went 1 year when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of years after I graduated. And so this is my fourth one.
Okay.
You know,
awesome.
But absolutely just love it so much. Yeah.
That's
what's kind of prompting you to potentially go into ministry?
Okay. So I actually grew up Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, wow.
And so going.
This is good.
I had like a really weird kind of childhood where we were kind of practicing, but not. We were like kind of that.
Christmas Jehovah's Witness
Okay. So we were like kind of like Christmas, Easter kind of going Jehovah's Witness, but we also did like the no celebration of holidays,
birthdays
or anything like that.
Yeah.
And there was like strict things about blood and stuff like that. So but we weren't like very like into that religion. So like I grew up like knowing about God,
kind
knowing
like
about
nominal,
Jesus, but not really knowing him, not having that relationship with him. And so going into college, I actually had a roommate, Maddie, love her.
Yeah.
She was a part of Chi Alpha.
Yeah.
And she actually introduced me to my pastors, Greg and April, specifically April.
Yeah.
She just had just such a joy about her that I was just like, what is this?
What is this?
Like, I don't even know how to explain this.
Oh,
and she just really introduced me to that, like, that relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus, and just like growing in that, and just finding myself in Christ mm-hmm. has just been such an amazing experience. All I want to do is share that.
Yes.
I just want to share that with Amen. Everyone. I just want to share that joy with everyone. So I think like college students are at such a pivotal mm-hmm. point in their lives mm-hmm. where it's like they're making decisions that will literally affect their yes. life for a lifetime.
Exactly.
So this is literally the time mm-hmm. to strengthen their relationship with Jesus, mm-hmm. find Jesus,
yes. yep.
and then be able to use that for the rest of their lives.
Yes, that's it.
Growing their children, growing their families, growing the people around them, their own families, their mothers and fathers that may not even be as practicing. I've seen so many students have such an impact on their families mm-hmm. leaving from college and going home and being yes. like, yeah, my dad went to church this mm-hmm. week. He hasn't gone in 10 years.
Yes.
And it's like, it literally gives me chills yes. just talking yep. about it.
Oh my God, hallelujah, love it so much. Cool, so I want you, as you say, you want to share the word now. I want you to be able to share what's an encouraging word that you want to give to all
yeah,
of our viewers.
Absolutely, so a passage that's been like very reoccurring, mm-hmm. actually we talked about it last night, mm-hmm. was Philippians 3,
yes.
12 through 14.
Yeah.
And specifically, I want to highlight, I think, 13. Mm-hmm. And it says, letting go of the past, mm-hmm. and looking and keeping your eye straight on Jesus mm-hmm. and keeping your focus on what your future can
yes.
hold
yes.
and what he has for you in your future.
Yeah.
And I think that that is such an important thing for this new year, mm-hmm. but also just to take throughout your life
yeah.
because you're going to stumble. You're going to
yeah.
make mistakes. You're going to think, oh, dang, I wish I had done that differently. But keeping your eye focused mm-hmm. and focused on Jesus, like just like Peter walking across the
yeah.
water.
Yes.
As soon as he took his eyes
yeah.
off of Jesus,
yes.
he falls straight
yeah.
into the water.
Yeah.
No, keep your eyes,
yes,
keep your focus on him, and everything will work out in your favor for his good.
Yes, that's it. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go. Yes, thank you so much. So
yes,
nice to
absolutely,
meet you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for interviewing.
Of course.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Awesome. What's your name?
Isaiah Brown.
Isaiah Brown.
Yeah.
Very nice to meet you. And which school do you go to?
I go to University of Toledo, Chi Alpha.
Oh, Toledo, Chi Alpha. Now that's in Ohio, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was just talking to, what's her name, Kiara?
Yep, Kiara.
I was talking to her. We had this whole conversation about LeBron James. You like LeBron James?
Not really.
Okay, good. Hey, that's what's up. No, let me start. So bad. No, it's so nice to meet you. So first I want to hear, what's your personal testimony as it comes to the Lord?
Oh, my personal testimony?
Yeah.
Man. So through literally, honestly, every season of life you can probably think of, whether it's depression, like mental health,
mm-hmm.
All forms of abuse,
mm-hmm.
overcoming, like, you know, just lust, different
mm-hmm.
things, pride.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really found myself in this season, especially, like, I've really felt the Holy Spirit calling me to, you know, be just more okay
yeah.
with God's grace. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it actually takes me back to Jonah,
yeah.
how God, God was very meaningful in the lesson he gave Jonah, which is you can't question God's grace.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a word.
Wow.
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. That would be like my overall testimony for right now.
That's so good. Like I love how you mentioned Jonah. He was so upset that God was being gracious to those nations and everything
yeah.
that he was like, I'm not going to do this. So like even him not receiving the grace, or rather he wants to receive it just for himself,
yeah.
but didn't want to lend it out to others. And it's like, that's not how God works. He wants to give it out, to pour it out to us too, you know?
Yeah.
So I love that you get that revelation, you
yeah.
know? And this is your first salt?
Second.
Second salt. Very
yeah.
nice. Cool. So how's the experience so far? Just have you loving salt?
Yo, the experience has been actually really great. I actually went into this salt like scared and like, oh my gosh, like I don't know if like I even really want to go. I honestly shouldn't have made it. It was literally God just making a way every step of the way for me to even be here. So like thank God, praise
yes.
Jesus. And I mean, so far, I mean, Destiny and Philip,
mm-hmm.
their sermons have been so impactful and like
yes.
it's so raw and authentic
mm-hmm.
and there was never a dull moment.
Mm-hmm.
Never a dull moment.
That's awesome. So what's an encouraging word that you would give to our viewers and listeners?
Okay, so the word that I would give them
mm-hmm.
is what I actually learned at Fall Breakaway
mm-hmm.
From when I had made a prayer to God to show me my heart, reveal
yeah.
to me my heart. And the word that I had gotten was, you can't love Christ the same way he instructs us to love people. Because we're in a fallen world, and God is God, not God, well, yes, God, the Trinity, Jesus is, I can't love him like somebody who's in sin. Jesus has never been in sin. Sin is not his thing. He was tempted, but he never sinned. And so he really convicted me that I was coming to him and loving him from a place where it's like I almost was seeing him too much like us in the fallen world. And it like you said, it took away a part of lordship from him. But even deeper than that, like it affected even more than that. It affected his righteousness. It affected how fair he is. It affected his qualities even more than his lordship. And I wasn't loving him. I had misplaced, I would say I definitely had a misplaced perception of Christ. And even when I got the word, Christ had told me, like, I was, everything I was doing in my walk was coming from the correct heart posture. He just was very, very lovingly correcting and, like, you know, showing me my heart where it's like, you're loving me as if I'm one of your brothers on earth. And he's like, I beat death. I rose from the grave. I'm not like y'all, you know? I'm here to be the example that you're supposed to walk towards, so when you finish the race, you know, you can have eternal life. But he made it very clear where he stands in my life and how I should be loving him correctly.
I love
in
it.
A very loving way.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah,
and
that's
then, that's great. And then even with that, like he is still so intimate with us because he did come down in the flesh. So I can see where you were kind of getting the angle of like him being like us in that way, because he came so that he can live the life, go through the temptation, like you mentioned, and be able to overcome those things so that he can show us like, yo, you can do it through me, but it's by my power that you're able to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, dude, that's such a good revelation. I love it.
Yeah,
man. That's so nice to meet you, bro.
That's so nice to meet you too.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Good. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. And what's your name again?
My name is Honesty.
Honesty. See, this is Honesty, y'all. I was asking her. I was like, Honesty, do you be honest? Do you be honest all the time, Honesty?
He did ask that. No. I try to be. Like, I'm a pretty straightforward person.
Okay, that's good. I love it. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, great. What school do you go to?
I go to the University of Southern Indiana.
Very nice. Yeah. Cool. Nice. Cool. So tell me, is this your first salt?
This is my first salt.
Yes, I love it. Cool. So tell me how your experience has been at salt so far.
So far, it's been so good. Yeah. Just like the energy. Everybody's so kind. Just even like getting on the elevators, everybody's just so welcoming. You can fit. Come on. Yeah. Like, you can fit. Everybody's so kind. We had like the dance party last night, and it was just so fun. And I just love being around God-mighty people.
I love it. That's amazing. So dope. Now, at your college campus, are you a student there? Are you involved in Chi Alpha?
Yes, okay, I'm a member of Chi Alpha.
Nice. Do you want to share a little bit about your testimony as you coming to Christ?
Yes. I think I officially surrendered to Christ when I was 14. I moved to Gary, Indiana from Indianapolis, and then I got introduced to Jesus and just who he is and what he truly does. And from there, I just like tried to live by him.
Yes. I love it. That's so good. And what's an encouraging word that you would give our viewers as it relates to either your experience here or just something to propel them forward in their faith?
I would say that's hard. Wow, to prepare them forward in their faith.
Yeah.
Stay connected as much as much as possible, because I think I've fallen off a lot, and there's always been just God-like people and the church, or people in the church that have helped me come back to Jesus when like I backslid. So just to surround yourself with people that love Jesus and truly know Jesus, that can get you to know Jesus so that you can do the same for somebody else, because that's so what's happened to me.
That's it. That's the whole evangelical discipleship making, all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I love it. That's so good. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing, Bree?
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome. So nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay, so is this your first SALT conference?
No, this is actually my second SALT conference.
Yeah, yes. So you're a little alumni a little bit, right?
Yes.
I love it. Awesome. So tell me, from your previous SALT to this year, tell me how the experiences are different.
Okay, so last year I came in not really knowing what to expect because I had never gone to an event like this before. So this year I kind of came with an expectation, you know, for God to move, and He's done nothing short of that. So, I mean, the moment I walked into the room, I could just tell that God was there. He spoke to me through all of the speakers, so He's just continuing to move this year like He did last year. Yeah.
That's so awesome. So which school do you go to?
So I also go to the University of Southern Indiana along with Honesty.
Very good. Awesome. So Indiana, are you into sports? Have you heard of the Pacers?
I have, yes.
Do you know which sport that is?
Basketball.
You have to say it with confidence.
Basketball.
Yes, it is. Awesome. I love it. Yes. Okay, cool. So let's see. So at your school, are you involved with Chi Alpha?
I am, yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, how are you loving the experience? And like, what's your testimony even of coming to the Lord?
Yeah, so I've loved being involved with Chi Alpha, and I've actually taken on a leadership position by serving on the worship team, which
you
God
sing?
Is, yes.
Okay.
I love to sing.
You want to sing something together real quick?
Sure.
What's your jam? What's your jam?
I don't know. I like a lot of things.
You like a lot
of things. I like Elevation Worship, Maverick City.
Elevation? Just pick a song.
No, you pick a song. I don't know.
I don't know. What's an elevation song?
Praise.
We got a director.
Yeah.
Praise. Yeah. Go ahead. How's the chorus go?
Praise
the Lord, oh my soul.
As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Hey. Yeah.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
I don't know that's the words. That's it. That's all you need is to praise the Lord. We got our director in the back clapping, you know. Awesome. Good, good, good. Okay, cool. So I want you to give an encouraging word to our viewers on the show.
Yes. So I'm going to say that my walk with the Lord really started when I found a community of Christ believers. Mm-hmm. So if you can find people who are like-minded as you, they will keep you accountable and they will help you through your walk. And I'm also going to say, if you have an opportunity to go to an event like SALT or an event where there's going to be a lot of people that are learning the same thing as you, I would say go for it. Because I'm actually going to share that last year, I might get a little bit emotional. Last year at Seoul, I actually had a really big encounter with the Lord, which actually led me to get baptized. I just came to the Lord. I feel like I had known the Lord, but not known the Lord my whole life. So last year at Seoul, it gave me such a huge experience, which allowed me to grow closer to the Lord. And now I am happily baptized, and I follow the Lord each and every day. Definitely just find a community and then go for it.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. And did you get baptized at Seoul?
I did not. Oh. So I did a few months later in my hometown. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah, congrats.
Thanks.
Love it. Thank you so much for being on the episode.
Yes, thank
awesome.
You.
All right, y'all. So I had just got off with Bree, and then she disclosed this awesome information to me. So what was it?
So he did not know this, but about a week or so ago, in a dream, I had a dream about SALT. And I had a dream that I was going to get interviewed, and I was going to be asked about my experiences, and that I was going to have an opportunity to share what my experience was like last year. So when he approached me and asked if I wanted to be interviewed, I just knew that it was from God, and I was
so
absolutely going to say yes to getting to share that. So,
I love
that.
It's so cool. You literally just came around the corner, and I was like, yo, you want to do this?
Yes.
Praise God. I love it.
Yes.
Yes. Praise God. What's going on, bro?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. So we connected, what was that, last night?
Uh-huh.
We were at the staff dinner, hanging out and everything.
Yeah.
So good. What's your name again, bro?
Carter.
Carter
Holmes.
Yeah, yes, sir. Cool. So which university are you at?
So I'm at Indiana University.
Okay, very good.
The main one, so in Bloomington.
Yeah, I got a lot of Indiana universities. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny. So I was talking about the Indiana Pacers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how do you like the Pacers? Are you into basketball?
It's not like my main sport that I really like.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a team, I'd more the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers?
Yeah,
okay.
I have a soft spot for Cleveland sports.
Cleveland? So. Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
I'll let that slide.
Okay. Yeah. No, but they're doing good. Pacers are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Halliburton's awesome.
Yeah, they're killing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Cool, man. So tell me, you are on Chi Alpha staff.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me what led you to, you know, go from campus ministry to campus staff, you know, ministry in that form.
Yeah, absolutely. So, going into college, mm-hmm. so I studied computer science in my undergrad, and I mean, that was just kind of the goal. I didn't have a lot of plans with that, just something in that field. You know, it's just a very diverse field, so I could pretty much do whatever I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt like God put a calling on my life in a way that just like I knew that like I just never would be the same. Like that this is, you know, the ministry is something that I do like full time and like not just like as, you know, a lifestyle or like what just like that, but also like as a vocation, as like my career. And that actually took place at Salt.
Which Salt were you, were still an undergrad?
Yes. So that was in 21, I believe. So yeah, I just like I literally got a word from God and just and like just removing any and all expectations I had for my future and what I was going to do with my life. And pretty shortly after, I applied for the CMIT program there, and the rest is history.
I love it, man. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
And how has the experience been in comparison to, you know, because you have a thought about what it would be like to be on staff.
Right.
Then when you're officially in it, in the heat of it, working with the students, you know, leading and all that stuff, how's the experience been?
Yeah, it's really cool just to see the a little bit more behind the scenes, I guess. You know, I wasn't able to go as many Salts just with, you know, COVID things and just craziness that was going on. So I have seen both sides. Like I said, I was in one of my undergrad, and it's just really cool to see like bringing guys, like I have guys this year and from my core group, and it's just really cool to like be able to minister to them or other students like from the campus, or, you know, just serving in some capacity or really connecting with other campuses as well. I feel like that's the big change since being on staff is like I now finally know people outside of IU or anywhere else.
Because we're like literally nationwide. Alpha is all over. It's insane.
Yeah.
Because this is the Great Lakes Salt, but like it's literally nationwide. Like, whoa, I didn't realize how big it was. They showed like on the screen last year.
Yeah.
You know, how big it was, you know?
Yeah, and it's a lot of times we can kind of maybe lose sight of that or like it just we have no idea until even something like this where like you said, it's only Great Lakes, but like, I mean, there's 1,200 people in that ballroom. Like, that's awesome.
Like, wow.
You know, so many campuses from all over, just even these five states, like, it's just unbelievable. And making those connections, it's just really cool to see the kingdom. Like, you know, it's not just a, you know, one place wherever you're at, but it's, you know, happening all over the place.
It's connected. I love it. That's awesome. Yeah. So what's an encouraging word that you would give to our viewers?
Yeah, so I think just really embracing that time of just being with God and just hearing from Him and just doing that and just being open to whatever He has to say and just in embracing, you know, silence and stillness. I feel like a lot of times we can get uncomfortable with silence.
Yeah.
And I think that's really where God can like really work. And in a lot of places, like I said, like when I got that word at Salt, like I was, you know, it was kind of like a silence and solitude kind of thing. I kind of isolated myself a little bit. I think that's when I could hear God the most. Yeah. So it's hard for us to hear Him when, you know, we're talking.
Yep.
So, you know, it's good to listen as well. So, I think that's what I would say. But yeah, just enjoy it. Yeah. This is awesome, awesome opportunity. Like so many campuses, so many people. Just
Man, dude, I love it so much, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, man.
All right, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You.
Good. What's your name? I'm good.
Brianna.
Brianna, awesome. And what school do you go to, Brianna?
I go to USI.
USI.
I have no idea.
Okay, fair. So USI is what? University of?
Southern Indiana.
Also Indiana. Okay, cool. Not Illinois.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. Very nice. So tell me, your testimony here at Salt. Okay. This is your second Salt?
This is my second.
Your second Salt. Okay, cool. So you experienced it last year for the first time?
I did,
very
yes.
good. So tell me how that experience was in comparison to this one.
Okay, so to begin with, Salt last year, I rededicated my life to Jesus. I was going through a very hard time, and I felt like that whole weekend, God just pulled me back in. And I'm back this year, and this year, right before I was coming, I actually hit my head really hard and got migraines, and so I was really concerned if I would be able to actively listen to the word of God and worship and everything. But since I've been here, people have been laying hands on me. Wow. They have been praying over me, and I have not missed one service
yet. Let's praise God. Praise oh, my goodness. Now, I know the weather is crazy right now in Chicago. Did it have anything to do with the weather? when you hurt yourself?
No, that was okay. That was a different situation. I actually hit my head.
Okay. Goodness gracious. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're doing well, and that this is a place where we are in fellowship with others and community, and people are praying over each other, and just deliverance and just beautiful things just happening here in the Lord. I love it so much. So I guess the last question would be, what's an encouraging word that you would give to our viewers?
So the encouraging word I have is, I just wanted to start by saying God is mighty and pulling down strongholds, but you have to let him. So that's what my challenge has been, letting go of like the thoughts of like that have pulled me down from maybe past experiences, trauma, things like that, versus allowing God to go through the process of renewing my mind. So that's what I've been learning so much about today, even decisions will lead, like first it starts with your decision, like if you're gonna decide to follow God and believe in his word, and that will lead to direction where he's gonna lead you, if the vision that he's gonna give you, and then that leads to making a difference. I just really feel like if you just allow God to start that process, it's going to turn into a beautiful thing. Amen. And you have to make a choice to do that.
Yes. So. Oh, that's so good. He said, allow him to make that change. You got to open that door. You got to make that choice. Because it just starts with a choice. He's like, if you do that one little thing, which is like the hardest thing for people, he'll open the door. He'll take care of everything else. Yes. You know, because we think probably like we have to keep doing all of these steps and stuff. It's like, no, God's right there next to us through the whole process of our life.
Right. And I think that's what's the most important thing, too, because you have to allow his presence and his word and like his spirit living in you to be your truth into what you walk into and what you do every day and what you believe that you can accomplish because of him living inside of you. So,
so good. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Love it. What's going on, brother?
Not much.
How you feeling?
Good.
Good, good. What's your name?
I'm Jason.
Jason. Awesome. My name is Juett. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, sir. So, tell me, is this your first salt?
No, it's my second one.
Your second salt. Was your first one last year?
Yes, sir.
Nice. I was here last year as well, man.
Awesome.
It was so dope.
Yeah.
I love it. And I love this in the same venue.
Mm-hmm.
It was just nice and easy to get here.
Cool. Right.
Yeah. So, which school are you at?
I go to Wright State University in Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, Ohio.
So, it's in Dayton, basically.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I had somebody else actually who did the same thing. So, I'm just kind of into sports and stuff, so I always be asking people, you know, are you into, you know, the Cleveland, you know, Ohio, you know, Cavaliers, LeBron,
So here's the deal, right?
Okay, come on.
So I'm from Cincinnati, right? So I represent the Bengals, but unfortunately they didn't make the cut this year.
Okay.
But when it comes to pro teams, like basketball,
Cleveland all day.
Big LeBron fan.
Big LeBron. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. You, because I'm not, but you know.
You know.
That's cool. We can be homies because, you know, he's with the Lakers. That's my team.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe was my guy. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know. So we
go. All respect.
So we family.
Yeah.
You know,
all respect. All respect.
So cool. So back to ministry. You know.
Yeah.
So tell me, how have you been liking Salt? Tell me about your experience.
Oh man, Salt. Just the message she gave last night about how. Your stories, how you write your stories is very important, because you can either let your past stories control who you are now, or you can make new ones through Christ to where those stories don't even matter anymore and you make new ones. I think that's just very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking of stuff that we all been through, especially me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's so good. Oh, my goodness. That's so good. Because, like, the last one I interviewed was, like, about these choices that we make.
Right.
We can allow those past events and those choices and everything like that to affect us and affect our future and things like that, right?
Yeah.
But if you, like, let Christ take over that story, rewrite that story, you know, just everything just opens up.
Right.
It's just so beautiful. I absolutely love that. That's dope. Yeah. So, so with that, in line with that, what's an encouraging word that you would want to give to our viewers?
Whenever you go to anything like this, it may not seem like there's something here for you or like a message here for you, but when you have a mindset of like, let me listen first before I say there's nothing here for me, you're gonna get something really, really good.
So open yourself up.
Open yourself up more.
Yeah.
But I also think too, and people shouldn't forget that when you have great doubts, the Lord will meet that with higher blessings and you know what I'm saying, and so like I can just speak on some like you know, I didn't think I was gonna be able to make it this year, just certain things happening, but then I was able to do it, and so like I said, our doubts will really be challenged by the Lord's blessings. So.
Man, that's so good. Man, bro, so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you too, man.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Marissa.
Marissa, cool. Juette, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, is this your first song?
It's my third song.
Oh, snap. Look at you, like a straight up alumni up in this place. I love it. That's awesome. Okay, so this is your third song. Mm-hmm. And how has the experience been, like, kind of like leading from all the three different songs? Like, how has each one been?
I feel like each year my relationship with God, like, grows.
Yeah.
So I just come expecting more and just, like, leaving more impacted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. So each time you say it's a growing experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. So tell me which one has been, like, the most impactful, if I want to say it in that way.
Honestly, I feel like it would be... Like, this weekend just started, but this weekend's already been really good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the guest speakers have been hitting home in the service already.
So good. Wow. Okay, so tell me from your personal testimony of coming to faith in Jesus, can you share a little bit about that and, like, you know, what the Lord has kind of brought you through? Whatever you feel most comfortable with it, with sharing.
Yeah. So I would say coming into college, I was, like, just very lukewarm, like, just surrounded myself with friends who, like, very much in the world, even though I was, like, you know, I'm Christian and stuff, but still doing the same things they were doing. But then when I found my Chi Alpha friends and, like, just got more closer with them, I felt like God just shift my desires and change my habits and, like, honestly feel like I wouldn't be who I am today without getting introduced to my Chi Alpha friends in college.
Yeah, I love that God pulled you and was like, you know, where's the distinction?
Yeah.
You know, are you being distinct? Are you being, you know, separated? You know, that's the whole thing, of like being sanctified and a new creation, all that stuff. And God did that in those college years. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Cool. So tell me, what's an encouraging word that you can give to our viewers as it relates to their faith and them moving forward in their faith?
I would say an encouraging word would be just to trust the process. It may be uncomfortable and it may feel weird, like not wanting to like leave friends behind from the past, but you grow apart from people sometimes and you can still love them and care for them. But also, you can't always surround yourself with people from the past and not expect to change and grow in your relationship with God when they're not impacting your relationship with God.
Wow, that's so good. Yeah. Ooh, Lord, that's awesome. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Hey, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm great. What's your name?
I'm Monica.
Monica, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So Monica, you are a vendor here at SALT. So SALT is very great about having different vendors to talk about, like, world missions, because Chi Alpha is all about world missions and international ministry and things like that, right?
Yeah.
And I came across you and see what you do over here, and I want to get more details on what this ministry is.
Yeah, so we are LAC, and what we are is we are a division of Assemblies of God World Missions. We are missionaries who work throughout Latin America and the Caribbean in various ministries. And so we're here today to connect students with missions opportunities.
That's so cool. And I heard you said it was about 30 plus countries that you guys minister to.
Yes, so there are many countries in our region and a variety of opportunities for, for ministry. So we've got everything from church planters in the jungle to TV stations to media ministry and engineering. So,
so cool.
Yeah, so many opportunities for students.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned that, because a lot of people feel like, you know, they may get their degree in school and have to completely throw that away to go into ministry for the Lord. And I realized, like, you can actually use these gifts and these passions and desires He's giving you to build up His kingdom, you know?
Yeah.
So how did you guys kind of incorporate that into your, you know, into, I guess, how you guys operate? How have you guys incorporated that?
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that you brought that up, because I think so many students don't think that they can use their degree or their gifting in missions. I was a special education teacher for a long time, and I felt called to missions, but I felt like, well, they don't really need that in missions, but there was a huge need for that. And what I discovered is our region has so many opportunities. Now, how they decided on that, I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. Maybe just realizing that they could really connect with people about Christ as they serve them in practical ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's opportunities throughout. There's Christian television station, like I said, there's education opportunities to serve in children's ministry, in teaching. There are just a million ways to serve.
Yeah, so, I love it. This is so
good.
So what's an encouraging word that you would give to all of our viewers?
Oh, wow. I would just say what what Elizabeth Elliot, who was a very famous missionary to Ecuador, said, which is keep a quiet heart and do the next thing. I think it's easy to get caught up in, you know, what's the long-term plan, or get so caught up in our own thoughts or worries or fears about the future or plans. And really, I think the most encouraging thing we can do is just keep a quiet heart before the Lord and just do the thing in front of you, and God will show you where to go. If you just take the step that's in front of you, you don't have to know the whole way. I had no idea that I was going to be going to the jungles of Ecuador or run a school in Costa Rica or all these random things. But as you just take the next step of whatever God has in front of you in that moment, He'll show you the way. You don't have to know the whole picture. And so if you're a student, just be encouraged that all you have to do is just keep a quiet heart before God and do the next thing. And He will show you the way.
So good. Oh, so, hallelujah. Yeah. So nice to meet you.
It's so great to meet you. Thanks you for too. Coming by.
Of course. All right, guys. So I hope that you guys had an awesome time hearing all of these testimonies from these amazing students at this year's SALT Conference 2024. If you enjoyed this episode, enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to become a monthly financial partner to help us to support to continue to keep this podcast going and the ministry, Juett Z. Payne Music, and the art and music that we release and produce. Also, I would love for you guys to follow Chi Alpha Campus Ministry. The link is in the bio below for you guys to support that ministry, see what they're doing. And if you want to do world missions along with Chi Alpha, that would be fantastic as well. But yes, guys, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time for episode 61. Bye.